The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Byron White here. Happy to have you back. We're here today with Rachel Sarnoff, the founder of Eco Stiletto and Mommy Greenest. Rachel, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to talk about some really fun turkey and Thanksgiving tips at the end of the show. But until then, could you tell us a little bit about Eco Stiletto and
sure.
Why did you start it?
I started the site about 2 years ago. And, you know, what I realized as a woman, and you know how much we like to shop, is that there was no sort of, you know, guilt-free advice out there about fashion and beauty and you know, also those little guilty pleasures like celebrity green and giveaways and, you know, things like that. So I wanted to create a place where women could go and they could find out more information about sustainability, but also about, you know, lead-free lipstick and cute organic cotton jeans and, you know, things that we that maybe would trigger somebody into learning a little bit more about eco-friendly living, but through, you know, kind of the more frivolous side of life.
Well, let me just tell you that I am a fan of fashion in a huge way. My wife is a really big fashionista, if you will, and goes to runway shows with me as much as she'll allow me to come along with her. And goes to openings. Do you feel like there's some eco trending happening in the fashion industry as a whole? Is that wave being absorbed by the Prada, Fendi, Gucci? You know, the whole bit. I mean, are we seeing something interesting happening here?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot happening in that category. You know, first of all, if you look at, for example, New York Fashion Week, which just wrapped, there's a huge green shows component, which takes place over a series of days and, you know, looks just like your everyday fashion show with a runway and beautiful models and photographers and, you know, people trying to get in the front row. But it's all sustainable materials. A lot of them are upcycled materials, meaning they're taking, you know, cast-off materials from perhaps other designers or from other industries. There's even a woman who's making bags out of old car upholstery. So, like, she has a whole line of, like, Mustang, 1964 Mustang bags that are all these bags that she's created out of this upholstery. So there's a lot of that going on. And then there's also, you know, aside from what's going on in the States, in Europe, there's a huge push towards sustainable fashion. There are they call it actually over there ethical fashion, which I really like that phrase.
What was that phrase again?
Ethical fashion.
Ethical fashion. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Lay the guilt wrap on the purchase. I like it.
Well, I don't, you know, I feel like green is a word that means a lot to people, but also people are fairly turned off by it, I think. And then sustainable is just such an amorphous kind of word. But ethical really, to me, makes sense, you know, and that's kind of how I've come at it is, do I feel like I'm making responsible purchases? Do I feel like I'm, you know, being an ethical person in the way that I live my life? And the more that I can shift towards that, then the better I feel about it. So that's kind of what I've infused Eco Stiletto and Mommy Greenest with.
Gotcha. Tell me about your site in itself and your, you know, how you're marketing Eco Stiletto and what the strategy is, you know, behind it. You know, I see you've got sort of a storefront area that spins off to another site. Tell us a little bit about the configuration, the setup, the SEO play, how you're doing on that front.
Yeah, well, the store is brand new, so that's just a few weeks old, and that's powered by a new sort of concept in online shopping, and it's called Open Sky. And what they do is basically they provide the back end. I bring in sustainable designers, and then I help promote them through special sales through my site. So I'll be able to offer, you know, a great skincare line, for example, at like 40% off. Or I'm bringing in a friend of mine did a line of organic cotton clothing for summer. She didn't sell through, and she's now into fall. And so I talked to her about it, and she's going to let me sell it all at 40% off. You know, like these kinds of things allow me to, you know, sort of connect the dots between my readers and then the designers that I'm covering editorially, and allow them to kind of, you know, get a little closer and mm-hmm. buy some of the products that I'm talking about. But in terms of promotion, you know, it's all been word of mouth. I have not taken funding as much as I would love for somebody to write me a big fat check.
Yeah.
You know, I basically have not had the money to kind of invest in buying keywords and, you know, buying all of these, you know, buying things that allow you to sort of garner a lot of traffic. Instead, EcoStiletto has been all about word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown, you know, the first, I think, quarter, we grew from like 1,000 subscribers to 30,000 subscribers. So it's been, you know, quite dramatic. And I think part of that is, you know, it's kind of a fresh way to look at this content, and people seem to enjoy the way it's presented. But uh-huh. also, I give away free shoes every month. And if you know from your wife, who's the fashionista, there's nothing that gets a woman in the door like a pair of free shoes.
Right.
So we started last year. I gave away a pair of free shoes or pairs worth $500 every single month. This year, I give away roughly, you know, $1,200 to $1,500 worth of eco swag every month, including shoes.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And you know, the content's great. The free giveaway is great. Are you able to monetize and, you know, be profitable with the giveaways, you know, minus the glory of any other victories?
Well, you know, I have a really long-term plan, which involves at some point paying myself a salary. But up until now, I have been able to keep my company in the black and pay my designer and pay the woman who's helping me with marketing. But really, I'm doing the writing, I'm doing the coding. You know, it's a very small, a small little shop, and I'm not yet getting paid for it. So hopefully down the line that'll happen. But right now it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a labor of love. I mean, I started out writing about fashion and beauty, conventional fashion and beauty, and really became really disillusioned with those markets. And when I discovered sustainable fashion and beauty, I really saw something new and potentially life-changing in terms of business, in terms of shopping, in terms of consumer behavior. So that's kind of where, you know, why I keep doing it for nothing, basically.
Well, on behalf of all your fans that read your great content, thanks for keeping it going. And hopefully your new store will bear some fruit.
I hope so.
Tell us a little bit about you know, how you've seen particular posts and content, you know, get traction quickly, and are you feeding off of that, you know, the celebrity, you know, rave that's a wave that many popular sites are riding.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's definitely a celebrity component to EcoStiletto. I feature a different celebrity every month, and I do an in-depth interview with that person, and it's not, you know, necessarily somebody who is identified with sustainability. It, you know, could be somebody who's maybe like poking their toe in the water, you know, and part of talking to them about it, like this month, for example, Whitney Port, who's on the Hills, and, you know, she's very young, and she's very hot right now, and she just launched her first fashion collection, and she's working with eBay. She's doing, you know, some work with them, which eBay for me is like the ultimate in sustainable fashion because, you know, it's all reused or most of it. So I really wanted to talk with her and really just sort of see, you know, where she's like, is she coming to eBay or coming to this through the fashion angle? Is she truly interested in sustainability? Is she interested in you know, doing future collections of her line with sustainable materials? And all of that was, they were all yeses to those questions. And it was really, you know, exciting to talk to somebody so young who really is looking at this part of it in terms of her big picture as well. So that's definitely a part. But also, you know, I've been writing, I've been a journalist for a long, long time. And, you know, I sort of look at what the trends would be for the month. So this month, for example, is Breast Cancer Month. And so my beauty story this month is all about how you can still support breast cancer research without buying products that use the chemicals that have been, you know, linked to breast cancer. It seems fairly ironic to me that there's a bunch of pink ribbons on a lot of products that contain carcinogenic chemicals. So that's kind of what I wrote about for October. So it's taking, you know, maybe a mainstream, what will be in a lot of mainstream media, and putting an eco spin on it.
Before we take a break, let me squeeze a question in here. Do you think that, you know, choosing eco fashion and beauty and lifestyle products is really making a difference? Are we seeing an impact?
Absolutely. I mean, just in terms of the awareness among women, and you got to remember, women make 85% of the buying decisions in a household. So every dollar that's spent, 85 cents of that dollar is spent by a woman. So if maybe I'll start with talking to her about lipstick or nail polish or whatever the frivolous stuff that women always talk about, you know, like nice shoes. Well, did you know that? And then I'll, you know, this is kind of a conversation starter. And before you know it, that woman who started out just interested in, you know, my nice sustainable shoes is thinking about chemicals in her cleaning products and chemicals in the things that she puts on her body and what she feeds her children. You know, that it becomes an entry point to a huge shift in consciousness. So, yeah, I absolutely believe that it is changing the market.
Well, let's take a little bit of a quick break here, and we'll be back just after a few minutes. Thanks, everyone.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break. How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
CEO Coach, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
We're back with Rachel Sarnoff. Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you.
So do you have a favorite part of your job?
You know, I love putting together the giveaways. I, you know, because I'm doing them, can't win them, but I get such a kick out of, you know, every week basically using my little random program, picking winners, emailing them, you know, hey, you want a pair of free shoes this month? It makes people's day, and that is really, really fun. I get some great positive feedback from that.
Yes, the free swag is really a big draw. I only know that because I used to run a golf tournament, and you know, it was amazing to me how many people were. It was a Jimmy Fund nonprofit, you know, a golf tournament, and I used to send out all my letters and explain to me people about the tournament and whatnot. And I got, you know, signed, autographed golf balls from you know, celebrity sports people. I had a company one year that kind of surprised myself and everybody at the tournament. They showed up to the golf tournament with a dozen mountain bikes. Mountain bikes. 12 people walked away from a golf tournament, of which there were only about 100 people. 12 people walked away with a new bike.
Nice.
So people love really getting something for free. Do you feel like that's helped you with word-of-mouth marketing? Is that definitely some of the secret sauce behind the growth of the site?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I think that people, you know, like to know about these things. And everything that we feature on EcoStiletto has a giveaway component. So, you know, it has to fit what I'm doing editorially, but also it's got to, you know, benefit my readers. And I have, in each of, I do a newsletter every week, and I have a giveaway section, and I always say, you know, tell a friend, because it's maybe bad for your odds, but it's really good for your karma. So hopefully people are, you know, forwarding that, and more people are signing up. And everybody who's a newsletter subscriber is entered automatically into the, you know, the running every month. So, you know, you don't really have to do anything else except sign up for free, put in your news, you know, your email address, and boom, you're signed up for, you know, sometimes $1,500 worth of swag every month.
You mentioned writing a column every week. Can you give us an idea of how much volume of content you're pumping out on the site, not just yourself, but maybe other contributors or anyone else?
Yeah, right now I'm writing pretty much all of it. I have had contributors in the past, and you know, we'll do so again. But I do a new you know, fully developed story every month in each of the categories. So there's eco celebrity, there's fashion, beauty. And then there's a living category that right now I have a partnership with another site to kind of provide content for that. But that's going to shift over next month to a new section called Eco Hero, where I get to interview, you know, people that are just doing amazing things and are not celebrities. So they don't fit into my Eco Celebrity column. Mm-hmm. But I write that, and then I write Mommy Greenest every week as well, which is my blog about raising. I have three kids, so it's about, you know, sort of a friendlier eco parenting blog. I'm producing a lot of words every week.
A lot of content being powered by you. Tell us a little bit about Mommy Greenest. What's the mission and how's that going?
You know, Mommy Greenest, I just launched it. I mean, it was on WordPress for a while, and I just launched it this year at mommygreenest.com. And it's really just kind of my outlet. You know, I write at EcoStiletto, I write as sort of the royal we, and it's not personal, it's not my personal experience. And at Mommy Greenest, I can write about, you know, my kid came home from school with lice and trying to use, you know, like organic mayonnaise, you know, to get it out instead of chemicals, and how much of hell that was. But you know, it's like my journal almost, and something that I kind of do for myself, and then have now opened it up to other moms to kind of create like a dialogue and a community through the comments section, and again through doing giveaways, but just kind of connecting, you know, the dots on some of this sort of eco parenting stuff, which is not on EcoStiletto. EcoStiletto is very specifically it's not a kid zone. It's just your fashion, beauty, celebrity, like, woman area.
Mm-hmm.
No momming.
Right, right. you know, in launching a Mommy Greenist, you know, the brand name itself, not the brand name, but the blog name, but, you know, I think like a big marketer sometime, everything in my life is a marketing venue, but, you know, is there any, you know, what audience are you really trying to talk to? Are you trying to talk to other moms or, you know, with the word mommy, that would suggest you might be wanting to talk with kids or kids, you know, do you have a target audience in mind for Mommy Greenist?
Yeah, it's definitely moms. Definitely moms. It's not really a, you know, I don't know if kids, my kids certainly wouldn't want to read about my experiences as a mom. So yeah, it's definitely moms. And it is a brand. I mean, I hope that Mommy Greenist becomes more than just a blog. I would love to, you know, I have dreams of developing all the eco-friendly products under the Mommy Greenist name that, you know, that I wish were out there and aren't. So yeah, you know, I think it could definitely be more than just than what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Have you thought about video in any of your latest and greatest efforts to conquer the web and win the war of eyeballs on the web?
Yeah, I mean, I do produce videos, and I also sometimes host other people's videos, you know, do for somebody else. I'll be the host and interview different designers or you know, beauty people. And then I also produce videos on my own in my little office just talking about stuff that I love. But, you know, it's labor intensive, that's for sure. Not the shooting part, but the editing part. It's really I'm not the best editor. So it takes me a while.
Do you have advice for bloggers or webmasters out there trying to, you know, tap into the intellectual thoughts and ideas being bounced around the eco fashion industry? Besides prayer, prayer that people will follow you and read your columns.
Yeah, I think in general, sustainable media just, there's been so much finger pointing over the years. You know, I don't drive a hybrid. You know, and the fact that I don't maybe makes me suck to some people. But I really think that, you know, we need to stop judging and just start acting, acting responsibly, acting ethically, you know, just stop taking care of other people's business and start taking care of your own. So I think that, you know, all of what I do is, you know, is just really honest. I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about what they're not doing. I'm just trying to show people that you can be smart and sexy and stylish and sustainable all at the same time. You know, I'm trying to inspire. So I guess for me, what I would like to read more of is that kind of content, you know, that kind of fun, inspirational content that is realistic about it. You know, I'm not going to grow all my own food as much as I would love to. I plant my garden every year and promptly kill it, but I get some tomatoes in the meantime. But you know, I'm just trying to be realistic about it and fun.
Well, you have some fantastic tips here that I can't wait to go through with you. And listen to you talking about them. So do you want to dive in? The topic here is Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, or New Year's as well, and how to sort of cut down the load on the environment with some great tips and advice. Take it away.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, the one thing to kind of keep in mind is that between Thanksgiving and New Year's, the average American sends 30% more trash to the landfill. So if you think about that in terms of, you know, like what you're buying and throwing away every week, 30% more is like, you know, 3, 4, 5 trash bags. I don't know. It depends on your output, but it's a lot. So, you know, I think in this time of holiday celebration, you know, there's room for a lot of that, but just being conscious is you know, it's a good time to try to do that too. So I think originally we were talking a little bit about Thanksgiving, which, you know, for me means food. And one of the things that I would recommend is that you get a sexy turkey, which, you know, I don't know if you know this, but conventional turkeys have been inbred to the point that they cannot reproduce without human assistance. Whereas organic, free-range, naturally mating turkeys, you know, they can they're not adulterated to pun it up, but they also taste great, and there's no chemicals and no hormones and pesticides, and it's a wonderful thing to do. The other thing that I would recommend is when you do all this shopping that happens between Thanksgiving and New Year's, just bring a reusable bag. I have these really cool bags. I can't remember who makes them, but they roll up to, like, you know, the size of a handkerchief. I can put it in my pocket. I can put it in my purse. And I always have one of those with me in my purse. I also have my big shopping bags in my trunk of my car. But if you bring a reusable bag in your purse or your pocket or your bag or your car, it just means that you're kind of always prepared to, if you want to buy something, you know, bring it home in your own reusable bag and not have to, you know, take a plastic bag. Right now we're using 500 billion to 1 trillion plastic bags every year, and most of them are in the landfills or they're breaking down in the ocean and they're turning into this huge patch of plastic in the middle of the Pacific, which is horrible. You know, just invest in a few of those reusable bags and you cut that process completely. How much more do you want?
How many more tips
they're
do you
all
want?
So great. Keep on going and plow through a few of them. Maybe some a little quicker than others, but go for it.
Okay. So be a loke. That means that, you know, become a locavore, somebody who's eating locally harvested, seasonal produce. It's, you know, typically organic. Most things in your supermarket travel about 1,000 miles to get there. So if you start buying things that are grown or produced nearby, you're basically cutting down all of those emissions that come from that travel. And plus, you're kind of getting more in tune with your environment in terms of what, you know, what it produces, what's in season. Things taste better when they're you know, picked and eaten right off the vine from your neighborhood farmer's market. And this one seems, the next one seems very finger-pointing, but I like to say eat organic or don't eat. And that doesn't mean, like, you know, starve yourself if you can't get organic food, but you can lower your pesticide exposure by 90% just by buying organic or avoiding the top 12 vegetables that are the most contaminated. So I'll give you the top 12, and these are on my site too. So in ABC order, the worst offenders: apples, bell peppers, celery, cherries, grapes, lettuce, nectarines, peaches, pears, potatoes, spinach, and strawberries. So just avoiding those or eating them organic, and you're lowering your pesticide exposure by 90%. So that's a pretty good thing. And then
I noticed asparagus is not on the list. Very happy about that.
Well, these are the worst offenders. And for me, you know, I like to look at fruits and vegetables in terms of pesticide load by just looking at how they're grown. So, you know, like an orange, which is sprayed with pesticides, you can peel that. So you can peel a lot of that off. Whereas a strawberry, which is growing in the ground that's treated with chemicals and then is sprayed, you know, you're getting some pretty pretty significant exposure. So green cleaning, you know, using non-toxic cleaners in your house, you can use vinegar to clean everything in your house. It's amazing. I have DIY recipes both on Mommy Greenest and on Eco Stiletto. And it saves you a ton of money, too, to you know, make your own cleaners. Or even if you aren't looking for the saving money factor, you know, just using cleaners without chemicals, it gets your house just as clean, and your air quality is so much better in your home. And then finally, when you're doing your, you know, your holiday table, DIY your decorating. Go outside your house and get some leaves or make a, you know, make a bouquet out of what's in your garden or your neighborhood. You know, when I was a kid and we were doing Thanksgiving, I always remember there was a really beautiful table and it didn't have any plastic on it. And it seems like in this day and age, we are conditioned to have a holiday and go buy something that's made and formed in some shape that represents that holiday and stick it on the table. But I've started making, you know, my own bouquets from from herbs and flowers and branches, and they're really beautiful, and they're so fun to make. I make them with my kids, and they really say something about how much effort you put into your holiday and how much you kind of respect the environment around you. So that's my last and final tip.
Well, you really are such a great way about you, I might add, the way you talk and are a gracious way about this. So thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing some great tips and advice.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully you can tell your wife about Eco Stiletto.
I'll have her listen to the show as well and get to know you a little bit more. How do you want people to get a hold of you other than reading your blog posts and other comment, you know, reading your site and commenting? How can people get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
Well, I Twitter as Eco Stiletto R and Greenest Mommy. You can find me on Facebook, you know, super easy, Facebook / Eco Stiletto. And then, you know, info@ecostiletto.com, info@mommygreenest.com. There's even a button on the homepage of Eco Stiletto where you can click it and it, you know, makes an email to me. So, you know, I'm totally accessible, and I really do read all those emails, and I do respond.
Terrific. Well, the site is ecostiletto.com and mommygreenest.com. The guest is Rachel Sarnoff, and I'm here being lucky to interview you. So thanks again, Rachel, for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Pleasure. Until next week, everybody, I hope your life is a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Thanks to Rachel and her great ideas and thoughts. See you next week, everybody.